This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3JOY from Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. Research from Australia's Burnett Institute shows that one in five gay men who are HIV positive don't realise they have the virus. As part of the Suck It and See study, 745 men at gay venues across Melbourne last year were interviewed and gave saliva samples. According to head researcher Dr. Mark Stuve, the surprising result means that unwitting transmission of the virus is more likely and the take-up of early treatment options less likely. Dr. Stuve says the research has also confirmed that the rate of HIV infection in Melbourne among gay men is around the 10% mark.
Not-so-private lives, a recent study by the University of Queensland, shows that homosexuals really do want the right to marry. Of the more than 2,000 people who completed a survey, 65% of under-20s and 62% of under-30s prefer marriage for the long-term relationships. Overall, 54% of respondees would choose marriage for themselves, and 80% want the right to choose.
A report from Auckland University shows that a fifth of gay, lesbian and bisexual youth in New Zealand have attempted suicide and a third have thought about it. The Youth07 report sends a clear message to schools and communities that they need to look after their GLBT youth. According to the report, alcohol, tobacco and marijuana use are more prevalent among the GLBT youth and many experience bullying at school.
Daylesford Chill Out Festival has announced the theme for next year's festival. It's 2010, A Bush Odyssey. And with substantial support from the Hepburn Shire and Tourism Victoria, the festival looks like set to get bigger and bigger. Daylesford Chill Out Festival has announced the theme for next year's festival. It's 2010, A Bush Odyssey. And with substantial support from the Hepburn Shire and Tourism Victoria, the festival looks set to be bigger and better. Chill Out 2010 takes place over the Victorian Labor Day long weekend, 5th to the 8th of March.
More gay men are taking HIV tests than ever before. That's according to a British sexual health survey, which shows that 66% of the 6,000 questioned had been tested. While the UK analysis is the biggest of its type, next year we'll see another survey featuring 20 languages covering most of Europe.
Alice's Wonderland for Aussie Lesbians. That's according to Gay and Lesbian Tourism Australia, which says Alice Springs has become the country's most lesbian-friendly town. Stats show that same-gender-attracted women have a high per capita residency in the heart of the outback.
A report from Human Rights Watch has highlighted the horrific plight of gay men in Iraq. 54 gay Iraqis were interviewed by HRW. They told of gays being raped, tortured and executed by militiamen, including those of Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi army. According to the report, the militiamen have been specifically targeting gay men, those suspected of being gay, and those who appear unmanly.
And an unusual role for Nicole Kidman. The Oscar winner will play the real-life story of a transsexual man, while his wife will be played by Gwyneth Paltrow. The film's based on a book called The Danish Girl, telling the story of the first man to ever get a sex change, and should hit screens here in 2011.
And briefly in other news, a report from the University of New South Wales claims that needle exchange programs have prevented 32,000 new cases of HIV infection and over 100,000 cases of hepatitis C. Fred Nile, morals campaigner, founder of the Christian Democrats and longtime opponent of gay rights, has announced he won't seek re-election in 2015. And Ellen DeGeneres has been named as the new judge on US American Idol to replace Paula Abdul in Idol's 9th season. To QNN Sport, Cleveland will be the home for thousands of athletes at the Gay Games in 2014. Boston and Washington both falling short to become the host city after a year-long sit selection process. Countries will send teams off for what is the 9th meeting of its type since the 1982 games in San Francisco. Chicago Cubs Major League Baseball team has an openly gay part owner. Laura Ricketts, who serves on the board of Lambda Legal, a US GLBT advocacy group, is one of four siblings who've bought the team. And Bondi Beach drag races will make a comeback as part of Sydney's gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn at joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton.
We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.